Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is Taran Travel with Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. And I, today I'm talking about something that's really near and dear to my heart. A few years ago, I'm a retired school teacher, and I had it put on my heart to do something at this time of year where I was in my classroom, and I actually saw where the Scholastic Book Club was having a pajama party, and they were having a pajama party to collect pajamas for children that are homeless. Well, it really hit a chord with me, and I started that in my classroom, collecting it. This was over 4 years ago, and I collected pajamas through my students, also books, and when it came to Christmas time, when we got on our vacation break, I ended up taking it to a daycare center that was nearby that homeless, but they were definitely disadvantaged children. Next year, I said I would take it a little further and I would try to find an actual facility that met the needs of homeless children. So that was when I found out about Hope Gardens. So I was first calling Union Rescue Mission, talking to Union Rescue Mission people, and I said I really wanted to meet the needs of children experiencing homelessness. Well, at the time, the person there said, we have a facility where children are usually housed with their mothers, and it's called Hope Gardens. So I called them up, told them what I wanted to do, and they were very open. And that was the first time that I actually started to take the pajamas to the Hope Gardens facility. It's located in the Sylmar area, not in the downtown area of Los Angeles, like the Union Rescue Mission. The beautiful thing about it is it particularly will meet the needs of single women or single moms that have children, because the homeless situation for a family, particularly with children, is that much more difficult because of the fact that the children are living on the street. So Union Rescue Mission then decided to open up the Hope Gardens. And when I went up there, it was a very secured location. They have a guard gate and everything, kind of set up like a camp. So there were women and children, and they have a facility where you can go if you need things. And I don't think they purchase them. I think they can just go into this store-like facility and get the things that they would need. And then they to their dormitories or a facility where they are housed with their children. And I'm not sure exactly how long they allow them to stay there, but they are able to be there for a time period. So as I said before, it was something that weighed very heavy on my heart. And the next year I called them and I said I wanted to do it again. I did it within my classroom. I did it with the other teachers. And our number of pajamas we collected were even more. And the lady at the Hope Gardens facility told me that they not only need pajamas, but the children also need underclothes. So we started collecting that also, and books, and we did that the second year. Well, the third year, I gave a call to the facility and said, is there anything else they need? And she said, well, actually, our women that are here, the mothers, do need these things. So the third year, I not only collected pajamas and underclothes for the children, but also the women. So we brought bras and panties and socks and also toiletries. So we were collecting shampoo, lotions, powder, deodorant, toothbrush, toothpaste, that type of thing. And I went through my community at my job, my school, and also through my church. So my church donated a large number of things and took up a collection, and my community. And then this is year number four. Now, in year number four, it's taken a little bit more of a challenge because of COVID. Because of the fact that the country's been shut down pretty much since March, we've opened up a little bit here in Los Angeles. Some states, they've opened up much more. But we were even worse because the schools weren't open. The children are now learning online. And that has been a major challenge because some children don't have the Wi-Fi to connect up. And the friends of mine that are still teaching, I'm no longer teaching, are saying that it's very challenging because when there's more than one child in the home, they don't have two or three computers or laptops or iPads. So they might be learning off of a cell phone and the screen's not very big. So this year, because we are in the pandemic situation, I'm not teaching any longer, but children are learning from home in the Southern California, Los Angeles area. They are also, parents are having to be with them. Either if they do go to work, they have to be very careful that they keep their hands sanitized and clean and making sure that they are able to make it safe for their children. But if you put on top of that, you know, those of us who have homes, we can easily sanitize. But the people that are experiencing homelessness don't always have running water. Now, thank goodness at Hope Gardens, they do have running water. So they're able to wash their hands on a regular basis. But having access to the sanitizers or Clorox wipes or just anything to keep their environment makes it even worse. So year four, I have now done a collection, but I'm doing it a little differently. I did it through my Facebook page, and I'm very glad to say that through the Facebook page, people have been donating, and I'm up to almost $800 to be donated. And then I'm also, once again, doing the collection, but because my church is not meeting any longer, I've just been doing it through contacting the people who have supported me in the past. So we are going to continue to collect between now and next Sunday, which is December 20th. So we will be collecting until that time and then taking those not only pajamas, not only underclothes, socks, but we're also getting coats. We're getting hats. People don't really need gloves so much here in Southern California, but now school supplies because of the fact that the children are no longer at school, but they do run out of the supplies. So I actually had planned to have a interview, but it seems as though my interview person is not able to make it today. So I will reschedule this podcast with the person from Hope Gardens that could give more details as to how Hope Gardens is run and what is the history of it and actually what has ended up happening there. But it is something that I'm very, very passionate about. They always say that if you find things that you're passionate about, it's like you're not going to work. And so even though I am retired, I'm passionate about helping those that are experiencing homelessness. I feel very blessed and fortunate enough to have a home, but for most of us, it could change in a moment, and you are experiencing what they are. So I will be rescheduling this podcast with my guest, and I'll just probably reiterate a little bit of the story of how it occurred. For whatever reason, my guest could not make it today, but I do truly appreciate my audience for tuning in. I also would like to say at this time of year, just take a moment every day to make a difference in some way. And sometimes it might be something small. It might be a matter of where you are giving a card to somebody, doing a shopping for a neighbor, sometimes just coming by. One of my friends was quarantined in her house, and people came by and sang Christmas carols. So this is a time when you want to think, how can I give back? It doesn't always have to be a lot of money. Sometimes it's just something small you can do from your heart. So once again, if you are have the time or the thought to do something for other people, take a moment to make a difference in their lives. Once again, I will reschedule this podcast, but I want to thank you for tuning in. This is Taran Travel with Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.